Well, good afternoon, graduates. You made it. And congratulations to your parents and the grandparents and DePauw University faculty for a job well done. When President Casey invited me to be the 2011 DePauw University commencement speaker, I was truly humbled. I have received some recognition in recent years, primarily in business, but this is an honor I never dreamed of. It is very special for me to be with you on this important day. Commencement speeches are always difficult because the speaker wants to share some brilliant insights that are important and memorable, at least to him. And the audience wants the speech to be short. Some of you want the speech to be very short. In fact, just before we came out here, I was in the men's room and there were three or four male graduates complaining about how long this was taking and hopeful that the speeches would be short. I told them I'd do the best I could, so I'll try and find a balance. I want to begin by telling you about an extraordinary young man my wife and I met in April. Amos Montreal is a sophomore at Earth University in Costa Rica. Earth teaches students about environmental stewardship and sustainable agriculture in the tropics. It also focuses on creating ethical entrepreneurs and commitment to social justice and community involvement. Amos is a scholarship student from Haiti and one of a family of nine children. He lived with his single mother and younger brothers in Port-au-Prince. When the earthquake struck Haiti in January of 2010, killing more than 300,000 people and leaving a million more homeless, his family was devastated. But as this young man talked to us, his words were not about what kind of job he would have when he graduated, or how much money he would make, or about attending graduate school. Instead, he spoke about the actions he wanted to take to improve the conditions in his home country when he returned after graduation. His first and only concern was making a personal contribution. He wanted to improve the lives of his fellow Haitians. He was questioning what his contribution would be. As I listened to him, I thought about my own perspective when I graduated from DePauw 42 years ago. It was very different than Amos's. I was focused mostly on myself. I did not know what I wanted to do or could do, but I was definitely not thinking about what my contribution would be. I suspect many of you are in the same boat. It occurred to me that my message today should be to encourage you to ask yourself now, not 40 years from now, what will my contribution be? I believe if you ask yourself what your contribution will be at the beginning of your adult life and focus on contributing in all that you do, you will have a meaningful life. Today, I would like to share five ideas with you. They represent my values and guiding principles. They have served me well over the years and have helped make my life more fulfilling. Those guiding principles are: character matters. Embrace change, it's inevitable. Give back, it will make you a better person. Be civil, and have fun every day. First and most important to me is that character matters. Early in my career, I was responsible for recruiting at Cummins. On one occasion, I was speaking with Mr. Irwin Miller, the longtime chairman of Cummins, and a highly respected business leader and social activist. He asked me, "What do you look for in candidates we are considering hiring?" My response was to begin listing a set of functional skills, such as mechanical engineering or accounting. But Mr. Miller stopped me and said, "No, it always begins with character. That is what we look for in individuals because that is what we need in our leadership." He spoke those words to me 35 years ago, and I've never forgotten them. Former UCLA basketball coach John Wooden mirrored Mr. Miller's thoughts when he said, "Be more concerned with your character than your reputation. because your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think you are. Character is an internal value, sometimes known only to you. It is about what you do and think privately. It is what you do when no one else is looking. It is about the choices you make at the very core of your being. While your reputation is important, it does not always reflect who you are as a person. The words of these two great men, whose lives have influenced thousands, should be taken to heart. Integrity and character never go out of style. During my own career, I've relied on the following personal guidelines regarding character and integrity. Obey the law. Be honest. Present the facts fairly and accurately. Be fair. Give everyone due regard and respect. Be concerned. Care about how your actions affect others and try to make those effects as beneficial as possible. Be proactive. Take the initiative to address issues before they become problems. Be responsible, particularly as a citizen of the communities and societies in which we live. Be dependable. Do what you say you will do every time. And finally, use good judgment. Avoid compromising situations. These principles are pretty straightforward. Over the long haul, this approach will gain you respect and trust of others, especially those who are most important to you, and will guarantee increased opportunities and your ability to make a meaningful contribution. If you have difficulty remembering these rules, there's a simpler guidepost that works as well. It is as follows. If you are uncomfortable with a particular action, if you would be unwilling to tell the persons you love and respect about this action, and if you would not want to see it reported on the front page of your newspaper, simply don't do it. Second, embrace change. It is inevitable. Be a proactive part of change. Don't fear it or begrudge it. There's a Chinese proverb that really speaks to me. It says, "What you cannot avoid, welcome." We should not only welcome change, we should be an integral part of making change happen for the greater good. Mr. Miller talked about the importance of change at Cummins. His message was, the real danger is in refusing to change, particularly when others around you are doing so. He said, you are almost certain to fail if you don't change. You at least have a 50-50 chance of surviving if you're willing to embrace radical change and pursue it. Two of the most challenging dynamics in our world today require us to embrace change if we want to be successful. The first is globalization, the process that integrates regional economies, societies, and cultures through communication, trade, transportation, the movement of capital, and the broad use of advanced technology. Globalization is having a profound effect on all our lives today, and is occurring at a rate unprecedented in our history. Because of globalization, we deal with a more diverse environment. We have the opportunity for a universal perspective unknown to past generations. The second area of change involves human demographics, both in the United States and internationally. The inflow of immigrants has been largely responsible for continuing increase in racial and ethnic diversity of our U.S. workforce. Immigrants and their U.S.-born descendants are expected to provide most of the country's population gains in the decades ahead. 45% of American children under the age of 5 belong to minority groups. Today, women make up 47% of the total U.S. labor force, and this number will surely grow. Here at DePauw, the student body is 57% female. The university is also fortunate to have students from 36 countries and 46 states. This diversity makes DePauw a much better university on several dimensions. Many of you have had the opportunity to study abroad during winter term and to experience different lifestyles and traditions of other cultures. Meeting and knowing, really knowing, people who are different from you is enriching. It is a great learning experience that helps you better understand the changing world and prepares you for the future. Frequent dealings with people who are different than you can take you out of your comfort zone, and that's when the best learning happens. I believe your own personal success will be greatly impacted by your ability to treat others as you would like to be treated. That is especially true of people who are different from you. How well we manage this diversity will have a direct influence in our ability to contribute. This combination of rapid globalization and changing demographics is introducing us to new experience and different ways of thinking. This will lead us to richer lives. When we embrace the differences in other people and cultures, we benefit personally. My third guideline is especially meaningful to me, and that is each and every one of us has the responsibility and obligation to give back, to make this a better world. Almost everyone here today comes from privileged backgrounds. Some may not be financially privileged, but privileged to have the opportunity to study at DePauw. Having a DePauw education and being part of a DePauw community is a privilege for life. Yet we don't necessarily think of ourselves as being privileged. Consider that 1.1 billion people live on less than a dollar a day. In addition, out of the 2.2 billion children in the world, half live in poverty and 22,000 die each day as a result of being poor. More than 1 billion people in developing countries don't have access to enough water, and 1.6 billion people have no electricity. Even in the U.S., 40 million people have incomes below the poverty level. As you go through life, you can use your own success to help create a better existence for those who are less fortunate. When an associate of mine interviewed for a job at Cummins, he was asked to picture himself at his own funeral. The interviewer asked, "What are people saying about you and the life you lived? What do you want people to say about you and the life you're living?" I want to share the story of an individual in his late 20s who's already making a remarkable contribution. His name is George Swore. George is a 2005 graduate of William and Mary College. While still in college, George worked for the United Nations World Food Program. There he learned that some 42 million African children do not attend school, and as a result, face a very bleak future with little opportunity and no hope. Many African governments cannot afford to provide schools. Uniforms, books, and transportation are also often unaffordable. In response, George launched Building Tomorrow, a program to raise funds to create neighborhood schools and hire qualified teachers in Uganda. He and his supporters went to college campuses, including DePauw, where they established 25 chapters of Building Tomorrow to help raise money. He partnered these groups with African communities. In just 6 weeks, his organization raised $45,000 to create the first Building Tomorrow school in Kampala, Uganda. The three-story facility now serves 350 children. Today, 8 more schools are operating, and there are plans underway to expand to serve a total of 5,000 students. His story is an amazing example of the difference one person can make. Think about what people will say about him and the life he leads. I know many of you, like George, have already experienced the satisfaction and personal growth that comes from volunteering and helping others. Volunteerism and community service is a long-standing tradition at DePauw and is one of DePauw's values of which I am most proud. There are many examples of students here who are reaching out to help others. Here are just a few. Donta Goodwin has been working with the Greencastle Schools for the past 4 years, mentoring young people and teaching them to dance. He will join Teach for America in Kansas City after graduation. Graduating senior Manu Paul, a native of India, is working to build a health clinic in Haiti, an idea she developed from winter term experience in hospital management. She already has the land and funding from more than 400 donors and is working to secure a building so the clinic can open next year. Katie Sink, Liz Massoff, and Ariel Brosman spent their winter term working for two nonprofit organizations, Women in Need, which helps homeless women, and Women for Afghan Women, which focuses on human rights. And Adam Hawkins joined a group of students, professors, and medical professionals to travel to Ecuador as part of a medical brigade. This group provides access to education and healthcare in Central and South America. I believe these and many others at DEPAW are already learning. There can be no definition of a successful life without giving back and serving those less fortunate or less able. When your goal is to make a positive difference, the benefits from your actions can literally touch hundreds, maybe thousands of people. You make the world a better place, and the experience makes you a better person. Fourth, we all need to be more civil. Civility is simply respecting our fellow human beings. Our world today is becoming less civil, much less civil. This lack of civility can tear our society apart. When George Washington was a schoolboy in Virginia, he copied a list of more than 100 rules on manners and good behavior. This list was compiled by Jesuit priests in the 16th century. More than being a compilation of good manners, the rules addressed moral issues and helped shape Washington into the leader he would become. These rules focus on others, which is refreshing in a time when there's so much emphasis on our own self-interest. The four rules that are especially meaningful today include acting with respect to others, responding positively to ideas that differ from yours, keeping your promises, being ethical in your actions. The general lack of civility that exists today has much broader implications. Recent studies indicate that nearly two-thirds of Americans consider incivility a major problem for our country. This involves more than just saying please and thank you. This has to do with respecting others. In certain circumstances, we should think before acting. Instead of simply reacting, we should ask ourselves, do I really want to do this? Is anybody going to be hurt by this? Will I like having done this? And how will I feel afterwards? And am I treating others the way I want to be treated? In January, President Obama made the case for civility in the treatment of others. He was speaking at the University of Arizona in Tucson after the shooting that claimed the lives of six people and seriously wounded House Representative Gabriel Giffords. He said, "At a time when our discourse has become so sharply polarized, at a time when we are far too eager to lay the blame for all that ails the world at the feet of those who happen to think differently than we do, it is important for us to pause for a moment and make sure that we are talking with each other in a way that heals, not in a way that wounds. If your behavior is more civil, it will become contagious, and others will behave in a similar manner. These collective, individual acts of civility will enrich our lives and make our societies better." My final message is to have fun and to maintain a positive attitude. I'm sure most of you know how to have a good time after class and on the weekends, but that is not the kind of fun I have in mind. I'm talking about having a job, a career, or life experiences that make you smile, that give you a sense of satisfaction and self-worth, that do not compromise your values, and that make you look forward to doing what you do with great passion. If you are passionate about what you do, you will do it well. It is possible to feel good about your job. In fact, I think it is essential if you want to have a meaningful and fulfilling life. I believe that if you enjoy what you do, have a passion for work, face life and its tasks with a positive attitude, you will achieve more than you and perhaps others thought possible. And you will do it with a great sense of satisfaction and fulfillment. A longtime Cummins employee and close personal friend, Herschel O'Shaughnessy, captured the importance of an optimistic mindset when he said, "There are more success stories in business attributed to proper attitude than any other single factor. In summary, these are five guiding principles I recommend you think about when considering what your contribution will be. Create a set of personal guidelines with a focus on character and integrity. Reputation is important, but character matters most. Keep your internal compass directed toward doing what is right. Embrace and be an active participant in creating change. Celebrate and learn from the differences in others. If you value diversity and learn from diverse experiences, you will be a better person and lead a fulfilling life. Remember, we are all privileged. We have an obligation to give back to our communities and make our collective society better. You will gain great personal growth and satisfaction from serving others and making a real difference. Treat people as you want to be treated. Be civil. Think carefully about how your actions will affect others, and by your example, encourage others to do the same. And finally, have fun. Enjoy your life. I hope you will find this advice helpful as you live and work through these interesting times. I'm excited about the prospects ahead of you. Each generation has the opportunity to do things better than the previous one, to resolve issues that push us to conflict, to find cures for diseases that plague us, to develop the technology that helps protect our environment or enrich our lives, to create a more civil world where actions are driven by consideration for others. Ultimately, each of you will define your own guidelines for life and determine what kind of contribution you will make. Hopefully, you will want to reach out and make a difference in the lives of others who are in need and who are less fortunate than you, even in the smallest ways. Let me conclude by sharing one more quote from my mentor, Erwin Miller, who said, "If I could look back 100 years from now and see the consequences of my actions, what will I wish I had stood for? And what will I wish I had supported? And what will I wish I had done?" Please think about that as you leave here today, well-educated, with the support of your family and friends, and with youth and enthusiasm as your companions. We wish you the best of luck, and all of us believe that you can and will make a significant contribution that makes this a better world. Thank you.